You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, God's calendar. He's got a day timer. He keeps track of things. He schedules things. When Jesus returns and resurrects his bride, then the wedding supper of the Lamb is going to take place. Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 says, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit. He shut him up and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released a little while." You know, churchianity doesn't have a clue. They don't have an answer for this. Why would God bind Satan for 1,000 years and then turn him loose on humanity? They're all up in heaven, eating milk and honey and playing their harp and, you know, doing whatever they say that they're going to be doing for those eternity, forever and ever and ever. Then look what happens next after this. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16 says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." Oh boy, shiver in your boots, because if you're going to be in God's kingdom, you are going to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, this is the God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. Put that in your pot and in your pipe and smoke it for a while. You shall year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Sorry about that. Verse 17. "And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain." Verse 18. "If the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain, and they shall receive the plague with which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day, holiness to the Lord shall be engraved upon the bells of the horses. The pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar." Verse 21, "Yes, every pot in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holiness to the Lord of hosts. Everyone who sacrifices shall come and take them and cook in them. In that day there shall no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts." This has never happened. This is future. This has never happened. This is future. How many times do I have to say this? If you do not keep God's holy days, his appointments, observe his calendar, why not? Do you love him? Have you surrendered your life to him? If you say you have, then why are you worshiping Satan's counterfeit holidays instead of observing God's holy days? Have you been deceived? Have you been lied to? This is in your Bible. The Sunday preachers are never going to teach this to you. They can't stand it. They stop up their ears and refuse to hear, refuse to see, refuse to teach. They live in rebellion against God. Please don't do that yourself. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.